Bank of Cardiff. This is Sam.
Yes, I'm calling to find out a little bit. I did receive something in the mail. I do have a reservation code.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with that reservation code.
Okay, it's 2311-4501-0018-7973.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'll pull your file up here. All right, and who am I speaking with?
Tanya Long.
Tanya, okay. My name's Sam. I'll be helping you out, Tanya. All right. So just a couple quick questions for you to verify, you know, what we have on file here. And I'll be able to answer any questions that you have. What's the name of the business that you're calling with?
The business name is Second Sight Optical. Doing business as Tanya D. Long and Associates.
Oh, okay, perfect. All right. And what's the best number to reach at in case we do get disconnected?
This is 757-249-4404. It's the office number.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Just a second. It's taking a little longer than usual. Okay, and then we have your address as 12300 Jefferson Avenue, number 904. Okay, perfect. Perfect. And then what is the business structure over there? Are you guys incorporated?
To S-Corp.
S-Corp, okay. How long have you been in business?
30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been doing this 30 years.
Yeah, nice. Okay, so, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on, you know, what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Basically, to pay off some cash, merchant, advance loans, inventory for the office, to pay off a few other bills.
Okay.
I have a cash advance, I think, for $30,000. I have one that's going to be paid off in 30 days for like $5,000, and then I have another one that's going to be paid off in 2 months. But the one that's hurting me is the $30,000.
Okay. Now, the one that's going to be paid off in 2 months, what's the balance on that one?
I believe it's $3,700, like that.
Okay.
And the one in 30 days is $5,000.
About $5,000, okay. Okay, so looking to hopefully get rid of that, the $30,000, and then net some more extra cash for inventory and pay off some other bills. Is that what we're looking at here? Okay. Now, did you have... actually, let's tackle this one by one. How about for the inventory, how much were you looking for on that? I'm sorry, what was that?
Maybe $5,000.
Okay. All right. And then how about the extra bills? How much would be going toward that?
I have like $10,000. I owe the IRS. I'll just have to pay that and get it done.
Okay.
He wasn't able to go back in the office to check. Maybe about $10,000, new software, new computer. We're going digital in about 2 weeks, so I wanted to update that. And then just a couple other, and about $12,000 past contact lens bills I need to pay.
Okay. Okay. All right. So give me a second. I'm going to do some quick math here just to see just a ballpark of what we're looking at. 2737. Okay. Now, did you have, you know, were you looking to move forward as soon as possible? What kind of time frame are you looking?
As soon as possible.
Okay. Okay, sure. All right. Now... let me see here. Okay, so just a couple quick questions to see, you know, where we're going to fall in here, what we'll qualify for. What do you do for your yearly gross revenue?
How much do we make?
Yeah, just the top line.
Average around 450. It may between 450 and 525.
Okay. 25. And are you the... Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, I think it might have been like 524 last year.
Okay. All right. And are you the 100% owner over there?
Yes.
All right. Okay. And Tanya, how would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I do have a bankruptcy that's on there that was dismissed the next week. It was filed to prevent one of my houses from going into foreclosure.
Oh, okay.
Let down. And I thought, I didn't never think it was going to be on my credit report because it was dismissed the next week. It shows up as dismissed, but it's there. So.
Okay. All right. All right, no problem. And then let's see. So, on the 30,000 balance loan, do you know what type of loan that was?
That's a cash advance. So they take it off my Visa MasterCard. They take 20% off from the top.
Okay, perfect.
So that runs somewhere around between 4,000 maybe 4,500 a month.
Okay. 4,500 a month. Okay. And do you know how much was the original loan for on that?
60.
Okay. And do you have any idea what the total payback on it would be?
It's around, I mean, I called and my balance is around 30.
Sure, but do you know, okay, so like when you borrow it, you're borrowing 60, do you know how much you're total going to pay back in total?
I think I borrowed 40. The total payback was about 60.
And oh, okay.
30.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And do you know how long the term on it was?
I believe a year.
Okay. All right. So now, just taking a look at all of this, if we're prioritizing what you're looking to get done, we have the paying off that MCA, then you have some cash for the inventory, and then you have the extra bills. Now, if all of those were not on the table for you, what order would you prefer to, you know, take care of those in?
The cash advance and maybe the pass contact lens bill I owe for about $12,000.
Okay, I see.
I mean, all right. The IRS thing is set for its payment plan, $500 a month.
Oh, you are currently on a payment plan for it already?
Mm-hmm. I just set it up. It just went in effect this month.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. But if I had to take some, it would be the 30,000 would be the main one, and then the past contact lens bills. The other two are going to be done within the next 2 months.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay. Now, have you looked anywhere else to try to finance this yet?
I just called Smart Biz because I had an SBA loan at one time.
Oh, okay.
They can't do anything because the bankruptcy and sale, they said until December.
Oh, I see.
But I thought it had already been 3 years. I thought it was January 2013.
Okay. Now, did they, when you talked to them, did they run your credit, or was that just the initial feedback that they gave to you?
I believe they ran the credit. Okay. They ran it. Mm-hmm. And they said they were going to suggest somebody else. They said they wouldn't be able to do anything for me until December.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You know, typically, from my understanding of it, if it was dismissed, we should be able to. It shouldn't be a problem for us to fit you into a program. I was just trying to see, you know, how many places you've actually, you know, submitted an application, just because, you know, the honest truth is you don't want to do it too often, because each time they pull it, it's going to take a ding on your score. So it's best to get some upfront information before you really, you know, commit to the process. So just some honest advice for you there. Now, let me take a look here. Now, for this year, do you know how you're tracking to do? Are you up, down, or flat from last year?
Well, we should be going up. We're about, but May has been slow. May is really slow. But I work for LensCrafters, or right next door to LensCrafters, and
sure.
We're going digital as of next week. So
okay.
Things should be up.
Yeah, the kind of accelerate you a little.
Because we'll be the only ones in the industry with digital equipment from front to back. The whole exam is going digital. It's going to be done from my iPad. It's kind of neat.
Oh, nice. Nice. Okay. All right. Now, as far as your, when you accept payments from your customers, I mean, you take credit cards. What percentage of your sales are on your credit cards?
I would say maybe 60%.
Okay. So a healthy chunk. All right.
Because
I'm just
that's the only form of payment that we take other. We don't do cash. I mean, we do cash. We don't do checks.
Sure.
Investment insurance.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to get an idea of what programs we have available to you. We got a really large amount, so the more I can narrow it down and kind of fit you into what works best, we'll give you a couple options to choose from.
See, the reason why it hasn't hurt me that bad is because the rest of it is paid in insurance. So our whole business is not Visa, MasterCard.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Tell you what is a good email address for you?
TDL3129@gmail.com.
That is TDL V.
No, oh, 31. 3129@gmail.com.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to email you an application with a list of what I would need to get you an approval.
Can you tell me what it is now? Because I probably already have it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll give you a quick rundown. So we would need, it's just a one-page application and then 6 months of the most recent bank statements, the most recent tax return that you have, and then...
Personal?
For the business.
Last year business. Okay.
If you don't have 2015, 2014 can work. But if you have 2015, it's best that way.
Mm-hmm, I have 2015.
Okay, perfect. And then the only other thing I would need is 4 months of the merchant processing statements to show the credit cards. Does that all sound like something you have handy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Yeah, it's a pretty simple process. So to give you an idea of what the next step would be is I'll send you the application with the list of what I need. Once you get those back into me, I'll go ahead, put it together, and we'll submit it, get you approved for the largest amount possible. And we'll give you a few different options for terms. As far as like if you want to do long term, short term, the terms generally range anywhere from 3 months to usually 24 months. But we'll give you your choice of what you want to do. And then from there, we'll find out, what makes the most sense for you. And if it works, we'll go forward. But it usually takes, 24 to 48 hours to get that answer back for you.
Okay, so I can actually scan and email this stuff back to you?
Absolutely. You can email it right back to me. You can fax it if that's easier, whichever one works for you.
Okay, and that's all going to be in what you're going to send me, right?
Yes. And then in the email, you'll have all of my direct contact information. So if you have any questions while you're going through it, you can feel free to call or send me an email.
Okay.
Okay, did you have any other questions for me, Tanya?
Pretty easy.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead. I will send it to you right now. It should take me maybe, 5 minutes. Were you planning on trying to get it back to me today?
I'm going to try.
Okay, just because, we're coming up on the weekend. If we can submit it today, hopefully get you something tomorrow.
Okay. I'm doing this in between patients, so do I have a cutoff time, like 5 o'clock? Or?
Well, I am in California, so I'm 3 hours behind you. So it'll give you a little extra buffer room. I'm here until it'll be 6:30 your time.
Okay. Alrighty. I will just go download that stuff real fast.
Okay, perfect. And I'll send the email right now.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tanya.
Okay.